Så det, jeg godt kunne tænke mig, vi skulle gøre, det er måske endda rejse os op. Kunne vi ikke gøre det at være så ærende? Og så klapper vi vores hænder, som Lili, hun kommer herop. Værsgo, Lili.
Am I on? I'm on. Maybe we can continue just a little bit and staying in this atmosphere. Hey guys, thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here with you for this weekend. And I think really God has spoken to us for you guys. And we carry something in our heart for this weekend where we feel like God wants to speak to you guys. And we're so honored. Silas and Christina, thank you so much for inviting us. We love what you're doing here. And I'm actually an apostolic church girl. I grew up in the apostolic church in Flensburg. And about 20 years ago, I came here for the overnights, worship nights. Who does remember? I think I was 21 at that time. And then we went to the Apostolic Bible College in Denmark. And this is where I met my wonderful husband, Simon. And that God called us. Should I take this one? Is that better? Okay, we might. Okay, I think this is. You know what? I will just keep it here.
It's okay. You have long hair.
Yeah, so good. Oh yeah, this is way better. This is where we met, and then God called us back to Flensburg, and we carry a burden in our heart for the northern part of Germany that God would really set a young generation on fire for this country. And this is what we're doing. We started a church plant just a few months ago in a city called Kiel. And we're going there every week, and we've gathered already a few people, but our heart is burning that a young generation would rise up for Jesus Christ. Come on. And so what I want to do now, before we dig together into the Word, you know what the most important thing is when we come to conference? Do you know what it is? It is our expectation. It is our hunger for the Lord. And you know, it's so powerful to set time apart. I guess you had a busy week. You have a busy life, but you said on Friday and Saturday and maybe Sunday, I will be here to have an encounter with the living one. And this is so powerful. And I would like to start, we did this already a little bit, but maybe we can just stand up again. And what I would like to do is that I don't know how you're doing at the moment. I don't know what your life circumstances look like. I don't know what your life looks like. I don't know what your circumstances are and what your sorrows and problems are at the moment, or maybe your joys are. But one thing I know is that God wants to meet you tonight and tomorrow and on Sunday. But it always starts with myself. It starts with my hunger. It starts with me giving space to the Holy Spirit. And what I would like to do now, I would like to invite you to just take a moment and invite the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, I take this weekend to make room for you. Maybe you could lift your hands and we do this all together. You know, I came from a busy week and I had to organize a lot of things with our kids to be here. But one thing I know is that God wants to meet us. And do you know Jesus is always there? The problem is that it's sometimes us. We are not there because we are so busy in our hearts. We are busy in our mind and in our thoughts. But you know, this weekend is for Jesus. And let's just lift our hands and our hearts to Him and invite Him into your life. And we take a moment to honor His presence. Jesus, we are standing here together and we say we are hungry for you. We are hungry for your presence. We are hungry for your touch. We are hungry that you would come and pour out your Holy Spirit in a fresh and in a new way, that we would be changed on the inside, Lord. And I pray for everyone that is in this room, Lord, that we would have a deep God encounter. And we praise your name, we lift up your name, we say to you, welcome in this place, and we honor you, Jesus, for who you are. Come on, church, Let's just give his hands for Jesus. Yes, Jesus, we love your presence. Come on. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, worship team. You did a great job. Why don't you just turn to your neighbor and say, hey, you're looking beautiful tonight. I'm so glad that you are here. Hey, that is so awesome. There's so much life and passion in the room. I'm loving that. And you know, I love your theme of this conference. It's really hard to pronounce in English, I find. It's called enthusiasm. So say to your neighbor, enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. Okay. So guys, tonight I want to talk about something that is absolutely crucial, I find, for us as Christians. It's very important to God, so I think it should be very important to us as well. And I want to talk about something that is like having an access code with you all the time, wherever you go, for almost every area in your life. Wouldn't that be awesome to have one access code to everything that is important to you? I think that would be awesome. And the topic I want to talk tonight about is praise. This is the praise night. Come on. I think we already had a good start and we will continue like that. So I want to talk about that praise is your password. Praise is your password. You know, I used to be really good at forgetting my passwords. You know, kind of different passwords, and then I'm totally lost. And then I have to call Simon, Simon, I forgot my password. Can you please help me? And now I have a system how to create my passwords. But, you know, without a password, we don't have access to your bank account, to your email account, to maybe your door. We need access codes in different areas of our lives. When we don't have these passwords, we are lost. We don't have access. But when I do have a password, I do have access to a specific realm in my life. And it's the same with praise. When we understand the power of praise, so I don't know who is sitting here. Maybe you know Jesus already. Maybe this is on you and you're just watching from the back and think, okay, it's a bit crazy what is going up there in front. So when I talk about praise, I mean lifting up the name of Jesus, singing songs to him, just telling him how good he is, how powerful he is in my life. That is praise. And when we understand the power of praise, we start having access to a different realm where we find so many treasures for our lives. One of my favorite Bible verses is in John 10:10. It says, the enemy has come to murder, to rob, and to destroy. And then Jesus says, but I have come to give life in abundance. I love that word. Come on. The enemy has come to destroy, to rob, and to murder. But Jesus has come into your life to give you life in abundance. I don't know about you, but I want to have access to that life. I want to have life in abundance. Because, you know, sometimes maybe life can suck and life can be difficult. But come on, Jesus says with him, we can have life in abundance. So I want to talk about several powerful things in life where we have access to through our praise. And my first point is, praise is the password for his presence. In the Bible, we can read in Psalm 100, 4 to 5, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, and give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And in Psalm 22:3, it says, yet you're holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. But it starts with, I enter his gates with thanksgiving. And this is what we do on Sundays. we enter into his presence to say, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for what you've done in my life. I thank you for who you are. I thank you that you died on the cross for my sins, that I can have life and eternity. I don't come into his cause and say, I'm grumpy today, Jesus. And please give me because I'm so needy today. The Bible says we enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And I love that the Bible says when we draw near to God, he draws near to us. This is what we do when we praise God. We draw near to him. We tell him, Jesus, you have something. I want you in my life. I can't live without you. I need you in my life because I don't want to live without you. This is drawing towards God. And he promises, when you draw to me, I will draw to you. I see you. I will show up in your life. I will be present in your life. And I will change your life. So praise is the password for his presence. And it's the key to come into his presence. Do you guys know that we all have different love languages? So my love language used to be presence. So, you know, when Simon gives me a nice present, oh, I feel really seen. I feel really loved. You know, and maybe this is different from you. Maybe you love to have hugs and physical touch. Or you like to spend quality time with somebody. But you know, praise is God's love language. When we praise him, it touches his heart. And then he says, I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you. Because the praise that you've given me, it touches my heart. And it touches me on the inside. And I gave my life to Jesus when I was 4 or 5, and now I'm almost 40, and I realized in my life, in his presence, I find everything I need. Come on, everything I need. I find healing, I find deliverance, I find a future and a vision that I need for my life. In his presence, I find everything. And this weekend, we together want to dive into his presence. And praise is a key for that. And praise is a key for us as a church, but also for you as a private person. It's so important. My second point is, are you still with me?
Yeah.
So good. My second point is, praise is the password for the right order and the right perspective in my life. Praise is the password for a good or the right order and the right perspective in my life. I love that. My life isn't always in order. Sometimes my life is a mess. Sometimes my inside is a mess. My feelings are a mess. My thoughts are a mess. I need some order in my life. And in Psalm 95:3, it says, for the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Who can agree that life is messy sometimes? And that not always things are in order. And what I love about this psalm is it says, you are God and I'm not. You are in control and I'm not. I lift you up because I need you. And I don't know the next step, but I know that you're bigger than anything in my life. I know that no problem is too big for you to solve. And this is what we do in praise. Guys, praise shifts my focus. I love the psalm where it says, I lift my eyes up to the mountains where my help comes from. Because my help comes from the maker of heaven and earth. And it's about this shift of my perspective, of my view. And this is what happens in praise, you know. I'm really good at having my perspective on my circumstances, on my problems, on my worries, on my sorrows. But then Jesus says, come on, Lily, Lift your eyes up to the mountains, because you need to shift your perspective to look up to me and say, I am willing to do miracles in your life. And this is what praise does. We lift our eyes up to the mountains, to the maker of heaven and earth, and nothing is too hard for him. And everything is possible for him. So often my focus is on me, on my inabilities, on maybe how I look, on how things are not working out how I thought they would work out. But come on, we have to shift our perspective. I want to tell you a story that I had recently. I was praying in the morning, and we live in a very beautiful house. And just beside our house, there is a walking trail, and I love walking that trail. It goes right into the fields, the sun is shining. And one morning, I felt Jesus and the Holy Spirit telling me, hey, Lily, why don't you go that walking trail? And at the end, there is a beautiful tree, and I love that tree. It's just beautiful. Whenever I look at that tree, I think it's gorgeous. So I just felt the Holy Spirit invited me to go to that tree. And the kids were at home, and I thought, okay, should I do it? I do it, yeah. So I took a walk to that tree. I was at that tree, and I asked the Holy Spirit, so God, now I'm here, what do you want to do? Or what do you want to say? And he didn't say anything. And I was like, okay, God, it took me 10 minutes to go here and to leave the kids at home. But then I felt the Holy Spirit saying, Lily, on the way back, these 10 minutes, I want you to praise me. I want you to lift up my name. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. And during that week, I was really not in a good place. I had many things that were on my heart and on my mind, that things weren't in order. And I said, okay, God, yeah, I will do that. And on the way home, I took 10 minutes of just lifting up the name of Jesus. Jesus, you're beautiful. Jesus, you're powerful. Jesus, I lift my eyes up to the mountains. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You are able to do anything in my life. And you know what happened? Immediately, I felt my spirit lifting and lifting and lifting and lifting. And joy came into my heart. And my whole being was changed in that moment through just lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise is such a weapon and so powerful. When we praise Jesus, we express what a place he has in our hearts. To say, you have the first place in my heart. It belongs to you, not to my circumstances. Not to my future, not to my sorrows, not to the feelings that I have, but the first place in my life, Jesus, it belongs to you. My third point is praise is the password for breakthrough. And I want to read a story from the book of Acts. We read it in Acts 16, and the situation is that Paul and Silas are on the road together. They're doing a lot of miracles. God is doing something, and the people really got mad at them. And they dragged them to the marketplace, and they said something like, because of them, everything is in revolt, and then they are being thrown into the prison. And then we start reading at Acts 16, 23. It says, they were severely beaten, and then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape, so the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. I love that story. The only thing they did was they prayed and they lifted their voice and sang hymns to the Lord. Maybe you sit here this weekend and you feel like you're sitting in a prison. Maybe in a prison that are your feelings. Maybe a prison in your thoughts. The thoughts are spinning around and around. Maybe they keep you awake in the night, and I want to tell you, the breakthrough is just around the corner. It's just around the corner. When you start lifting up the name of Jesus, breakthrough will come into your life. Deliverance will come into your life. And healing will come into your life. And praise changes us on the inside. Because our focus is not on me and my inabilities, but my focus is on Him who is able to do everything. And the crucial question is how we deal with the things that hold us captive. Do I allow them to overwhelm me, to rob me of my joy, to rob me of my freedom, and keep my life really squished and small? Or do I connect to the power of God with which I overcome every hurdle in my life? Do you know that with Jesus, you can overcome every hurdle in your life? Every hurdle. Every hurdle. And there is so much healing in the place of worship and praise. And this is a powerful weapon that God has given us. And my identity becomes clearer through worship. And when we start to lift up His name, everything changes. My fourth point is praise is the password for joy and for fun in my life. Who wants to have joy and fun in you? Everybody, come on. I think sometimes as Christians, we are not that good at it, you know? But to be honest, we should be the most joyful people on the earth. Yes. Come on. In Nehemiah 8:10, it says, go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. Sometimes people come to church, they don't have anything prepared because they don't know Jesus. But then we invite them to the feast and say, we have prepared something. We have prepared food and worship and something for you to eat that will really satisfy your soul. And then it goes on. It says, this is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. And you know what? When I don't have joy in my life, I also don't have strength. If you don't have joy in your life, I want to tell you something needs to change. Because then life is not fun and life can be really exhausting. The Bible says when we have the joy of the Lord, that means my heart belongs to Him in the first place, then He will pour out His joy into my life. And I will have strength in my life. Isaiah 61:3, it says, He wants to give us beauty instead of ashes and the oil of joy instead of mourning and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair and of heaviness. I had many, many times in my life where I didn't wear the garment of praise. But I did wear a garment of heaviness. But I want to tell you, one touch of Jesus in my life and everything changed. I got healed. I got delivered. I got a future. And He taught me how to put on this garment of praise. And one thing I want to tell you as well, you know, when I go to a wedding, how do we dress when we go to a wedding? Do you go in your pajamas? Yeah? Okay, when I go to a wedding, I'm not going in my pajamas. Like, I dress up really nicely. So, when I come to your church, like tonight, and I speak to you, I have the honor of speaking to you, I don't wear my pajamas. But I am thinking about what I want to wear. When I come, for example, on Sundays, and I come to a feast, and I want to enter into the presence of the King, I'm not wearing my pajamas from Saturday or Sunday morning, but I will put on my garment of praise to be dressed appropriately to enter into the presence of the King. And this is what we do on Sundays. This is why we start with praise, because this is the dress that we wear, the mantle that we wear is appropriate to enter into the presence of the King. I don't want to sit in the back and like wearing my pajamas like I'm still tired and yeah, I'm not sure if I like that song, I'm not sure if I like that music and that style, but come on, I want to dress with praise to be able to enter into the courts of the King. And it says, a thankful heart prepares the way of the Lord. So when we give Him praise, we have a thankful heart and it prepares the way for the Lord. Are you still with me? Yeah. So good, guys. And now I want to become a bit more practical. What does that mean for us? What does it mean for us maybe as a church? We all know that worship should be a lifestyle. It's not music. It's not singing on Sundays. It's like living a lifestyle that is pleasing to God. That when He looks at you, when He looks at me, He says, Lily, I'm pleased the way you live your life. I'm pleased how you love people around you. But what does it mean for us as a church? You know, guys, church is a wonderful place to learn how to praise and worship together. And for most of us, it is a challenge to praise God appropriately. Maybe you're sitting here and you're saying, okay, I love to be in the back because I'm really an introvert. You know, maybe you're an extrovert and that's fine, but I'm an introvert and I would like to be in the back. And I don't want to be that loud because I'm an introvert, you know. I'm usually not loud. I'm more quiet. And I want to tell you, the way you are is totally fine. But let me tell you why praise is challenging sometimes. It is an extroverted behavior. And second one, it demands a visible emotional activity from us. I know some Danes, but I know a lot of Germans. And, you know, the German culture is not that. We like to be very outgoing. Sometimes we like to be quiet. I don't know, maybe you Danes are a bit similar. Maybe you're not that expressive and that emotional and, you know, and that's maybe why it's challenging for you to praise like the young people here in front, you know. You're sitting in the back and say, okay, let them do it. I will be in the back and I'm fine with it. And now I would like you to listen carefully. We want to make the expression of praise and worship something individual that fits for us. I'll read that again. We want to make the expression of praise and worship in church like something individual that fits for us. But however, God also has ideas about what our praise should look like. I can read in the Bible how praise should look like. And I realized in my life that He has specific ideas how He would like worship and praise to look like. And you know why? Because it is for God and not for us. Praise on Sundays, it's not for me. It's for God. It's for Him. It's actually not about me. Therefore, as a church on Sundays, we give all the glory to God and we give all our best to Him. And worship and praise provokes our flesh. And it's good. It's good that it does provoke our flesh. I'm a pastor in our church. I do have some days where I don't feel like it. I'm tired. Maybe I don't want to praise anymore. But it does provoke my flesh. And it's good that it does that. Thank you for the water. When it comes to praise in the Bible, you know what? It's always loud. It's always passionate. It's always wild. We do have things of worship where we are just being quiet and say, Jesus, we invite you into our lives. But when the Bible talks about praise, I checked it, it's always loud, wild, and passionate. No matter if you're an introvert or an extrovert. Challenging, isn't it? And then we find different, seven different Hebrew words that are being used for the term of praise. I don't want to go into all of them. But for example, Shabbach, it means loud adoration, shout of praise and joy. And then Halal, do you know what it means? To shine, to rave, to make a show, to boast, to celebrate, to look foolish. Oh, come on. Be wild. Let us be passionate in worship because everything belongs to Him. Let's look foolish sometimes, like these young people just jumping around because we are praising the God Most High. And I want to tell you that praise has, first of all, nothing to do with Danish culture and not with German culture. But it's all about kingdom culture. It's all about kingdom culture. And if we learn that, I find we learn one of the most important things in our lives because it breaks free something. I love that you are Danes. I think God gave the Danish people so many beautiful things that make you unique, that you carry, that the world needs, the love that you have, the hygge that you have. I love that. But come on, when it comes to praise, let's just learn to lift the roof. Let's learn not to be Danish, but to be one that come from the kingdom culture. And praise and worship has nothing to do with style. I'm also soon will be ending this message. But, you know, praise and worship has nothing to do with style. It's like receiving a gift. I love receiving gifts, and I also love to give gifts. When you receive a gift, it's all about the gift. It's not about the wrapping paper. You know, if it's like black or white or green or with animals on it, you know, maybe you find it beautiful, maybe not. And when you receive a gift, it's all about the gift. It's not about the wrapping paper. And it's the same with worship. Like the style and the sound of the music is like the wrapping paper, but it's not the gift. The message is always the same. I'm turning 40 soon. And in our church, sometimes we do sing songs that I don't like that much. I'm the worship leader in our church, so I can decide what songs I will take on the list. But I learned to give room for the next generation because they do need a sound to express themselves. It might not be my sound, but I know it's important to make room for a sound for a young generation. And then I put my whole weight behind it, and I will cheer them on because it's not about the style. It's not about the style of music. It's not if it's too loud or too quiet. It's about the message. It's about the gift that we give to God. And the style has to change every now and then. Otherwise, we will get irrelevant. Praise is the password for a powerful life. Praise is the password for healing in your life. Praise is the password for breakthrough in your life. Praise is the password for joy and for fun in your life. My feeling is that there are a lot of people sitting here and you don't have a lot of freedom in your life because your upbringing wasn't that good. I also have the feeling that there are many people in the room and you carry a lot of sorrows and fear of the future. And I want to tell you that when you start lifting up the name of Jesus, everything will change. Because we invite His presence to come. Because we tell Him, Jesus, nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is too difficult for you. But you know, it always starts with a hunger. and our hunger we express in worship and in praise. And in a few moments, I want to give the opportunity to enter into that. And if I have a dream for this weekend, I would love that we take our praise to another level. That we start lifting this roof. It has to go higher. It's too low. It has to go higher. And it will break something in your life for the good. Maybe freedom will come. Maybe healing will come. And it will change your perspective. Maybe we can just stand up together. And maybe the worship team can come up. Come on, church. Let us not become too comfortable in our life. Let us not become too satisfied with what we have already. Also, as a church, let us not become too satisfied with what we've seen already, but let us stay hungry for His presence. And maybe you are here tonight and you've watched Jesus a bit from the distance. Maybe you've heard of Him. Maybe you have had some people in your life that already talked to you about Him, but you never actually took a decision to invite Him into your life. And before we sing a few more songs to give space to praise and worship, I want to give you the opportunity to invite Jesus into your life. Or maybe you are here and you grew up in a Christian home, but you've never taken a decision yourself to follow Jesus. I want to give you the opportunity to receive Him into your life. And I can tell you, it's the most important decision in your life ever. Jesus died on the cross for you that you could live freely, that you could have a life in abundance, and He gave His best for you. Come on, tonight, let's give Him our best. So maybe we can just bow our head and close our eyes. And when you are here and you want to take a fresh decision to invite Jesus into your life, then maybe you could just raise your hands and then I'm going to pray with you. Yes, I see your hands. Yeah, I see your hands. Come on. Yeah, beautiful. Come on, church. We always do that together. We pray together. Jesus Christ, I thank You that You died on the cross for my sins. And today, I welcome You into my life. You are my Savior. You are my Lord. And I want to follow You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Let's give them a hand. Yes. Okay. We want to enter into some time of worship. And I want to challenge you. I want to invite you to just lift your praise to another level. And it's not about the person next to you. It's about you and Jesus. It's about your heart towards Him. And you can be wild. You can be free. But we have a whole weekend in front of us. So, and we decide how strong God wants to move. Let's be hungry. Let's be passionate. And let's dive into His presence. So Jesus, we are here. Come on, let's lift our hands. Let's lift our hands together. Jesus, we lift up Your name. We lift up our voices. And we say, Jesus, You are welcome in this place. And we say that You are wonderful and all our praise belongs to You. In Jesus' name, amen.